is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
We're getting closer and closer to the start of football season. We've got media days going on now. We've got Pac-12 media days coming up, I think, on the 21st. And so we're starting to dial it in. We're starting to get pumped up for football season. And I know Buffs fans are just absolutely raring to go. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. Mark, there's going to – that Pac-12 media days, all these media days are interesting as we talk about conference realignment. But the Pac-12 is going to be certainly interesting when you're trying to figure out what the next step is as far as the TV deals and all that goes.
Well, if we hear anything by then, and I'm not sure we're going to be honest with you, so I think, you know, the consensus seemed to be that we were going to find out about that media deal prior to the Pac-12 media days. Now, that's not going to happen. And so I'm not sure once we get there, well, I'm not going to be there, but once they hold those Pac-12 media days, if George Kliukoff is going to say anything about that, my guess would be probably not. Whatever news may come down in the future here is probably going to come down after the Pac-12 media days.
Mark, have you heard any kind of rumors that you can share with us about a potential suitor as far as the TV contract? Have you heard anything?
No, Brady, it's so stupid out there right now, quite honestly. I mean, you know, I follow social media just like you do, and you know, the guys that are covering those stories out there, I've heard between 20 and, you know, for the low end of 20 million, the high end of 40 million, which would be unbelievable. And I think whoever, by the way, came up with the $40 million number is smoking pot. I mean, there is no way. There's ESPN's not involved. We know that. Fox is going to be in the periphery. So whoever came up with the $40 million number, I think, is out of their darn mind and just living in a fantasy world. So it's probably going to be on the lower end of that. But, my guess would be at this point, because here's the thing about it. When these negotiations happen, because you're dealing with media companies, eventually that information is going to come out. There was no big surprise when ESPN signed its enormous deal that it did, or the SEC signed its enormous deal that it did. Everyone saw it coming. We all knew it was coming. Why? You're dealing with media companies. If you notice with the Pac-12, nobody has said a word. You've heard nothing. That tells you that the big media companies are not really negotiating in large part on this Pac-12 media deal. So my guess would be there's going to be a lot of streaming involved, which is not necessarily a good thing. I know that's where the future of this is all going. But right now, we haven't turned that corner.
Mm-mm.
And so you don't want to be 70% streaming. That would be the outlier in college athletics. You don't want to be there. And so then you've got probably some of the lesser folks, as we talk about Apple and Amazon and whoever else out there. You've seen the rumors like I have. So right now, boy, it's not looking positive. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you on the streaming thing. You know, I've got some of those, the Netflixes of the world. You know, but a lot of times, you know, like Apple TV, people will sign up for a 3-month deal just to watch a show that they like Ted Lasso or something like that, and then they cancel it or whatever. You're right. We're not there yet. That's not an easy fix for people to just turn the tube on and there's the channel. We're just not there. So you're right. Going to a streaming only side would be next to death, I think, for a conference.
Yeah, it would be disastrous, and so I think, you know, anybody who is claiming that that's where this should be, I think, is greatly mistaken under the circumstances. And so, you know, I at this point, I don't know. I mean, it's really fascinating that it's come down to this every day. You know, I'll talk with some folks at CU or media members, and I say every day, I curse Larry Scott more and more and more. I mean, it's stunning. A lot of times when you have somebody, you know, I mean, take, you know, for your older listeners out there, right? For a long time, Richard Nixon was kind of the low bar you set at president, right? Because of Watergate and all that. And over the course of time, people go, well, you know, maybe it softened a little bit on your view of Richard Nixon. I think as time goes on, the postscript for Larry Scott gets worse and worse. You know, and a lot of times, the further you get away, you kind of go, you know, maybe it wasn't that bad. It wasn't, you know, this wasn't great, but maybe you did this okay. I don't think that's going to happen, Larry Scott. I think when we're talking about the Pac-12, those of us who are still around, and 15, 20 years from now, we're going to look back and go, you know, that Larry Scott was worse than we even thought he was. Because what he has done and how he's affected this league and the total disaster his tenure was as the commissioner of the Pac-12, I don't think could be overstated at this point in time.
Well, you're right, because this could be, if we're talking, you know, a different Pac-12 Pac-12 or a different name, a completely different entity, and it's just gone. Whatever.
Right?
Yeah, we could be there at some point. Who knows what that looks like? That's the thing. Like I ask, like what about what other networks are out there that would even be realistic? Because you said it, ESPN, Fox, those guys are out. So what are the realistic? What do you call them? Like terrestrial TV stations that would even be in the mix?
I don't know that there are any. I mean, think about it. Who is involved in sports? ESPN, Fox, CBS, ABC's ESPN. See, you know, there's no difference there. NBC dabbles in college football only with Notre Dame. They've got their own deal with Notre Dame. So where else are you going?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, some lesser known network out there is all of a sudden going to jump up and you know, say, hey, we want to pay – you know, X number of $100 million or billions of dollars for a college football deal. They don't even have the foundation to do that kind of thing. And so, you know, I mean, you know, Turner Sports, you know, they play in athletics, obviously, but they're teamed up with CBS. So they've got that tie-in right there. And so I don't know where you go. That's why this thing has become such an albatross around the neck of the Pac-12 that I don't know. I'm hopeful. You know, I talked to Rick George last week. I know he's hopeful. And, you know, you're sitting there thinking, okay, as Rick has said, we're in the Pac-12. We want to continue to be in the Pac-12, and we plan to continue to be in the Pac-12. And I understand that. That makes perfect sense to me. I just don't know where they go. Because if a number comes in, and it is somewhere in that 18, 19 to 22, you know, million-dollar a year per school range, that is disastrous. Considering that the ACC right now, I think, is at the bottom of the heap outside of the Pac-12, and they're, what, 35 to 37, something like that? I think the Big 12 is in that 40 to 42 range, in that range anyway. And then, obviously, the SEC and Big Ten are far above everybody. You can't afford to play at that level and be that far behind financially. It virtually is impossible.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And that's why, again, this season for so many teams is one of the most, if not the most important ever, because you want, no matter what happens, let's say the Pac-12 does get a deal, let's say they don't get a deal or it's not a good deal, you want to be very attractive to potential suitors if you're going to be able to leave or whatever. And we know that we've talked about the Big 12 and all that, again, for CU. Either way you slice it, you got prime time. You got all eyes on you. I heard Charles Barkley's going off about he thinks it's going to be a success. He thinks it's going to hit. You got all eyes on you. So now, again, this upcoming season, the next couple of seasons, it's going to be very important.
Well, Charles Barkley says it. Oh, yeah,
he's, he did call the Nuggets winning a championship. But if you throw out like 40 predictions a day, you're going to hit one or two of those, right?
The thing is, hey, listen, and I love me some Charles Barkley.
I do too.
As anybody, right? But and when it comes to NBA, I trust Charles Barkley. When you watch him do the kind of the NCAA tournament coverage, he barely even knows who's playing most of the time. And so I'm quite certain his football knowledge is not nearly what his basketball knowledge is. But, you know, God bless him. You know, anybody out there, I didn't watch the ESPYs last night. Did I hear that Lil Wayne dropped a little prime last night during his performance, if I'm not mistaken?
I didn't hear that, but it doesn't surprise me because he's been there, right?
You know, Brady, it's funny you didn't hear that, but then again, I am the hippest man in the world. So, you know, when it comes to current cultural information, I'm the guy you want to come to, but I'm pretty sure that happened last night in the ESPYs.
Well, you'll be at the Taylor Swift concert tomorrow probably, right, Mark? I'm sure.
Oh, are you kidding me? Man, I got, you know, you should see the Swiftie tattoo I've got on my chest.
I've been asking this question a lot lately. Like,
what's that?
Like, why? I get why some people like Taylor Swift. I do. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan.
I don't. But I can be honest with you. I don't understand it.
Well, I don't understand the super celebrity status. Like, some people put Taylor Swift in Beatles, Elvis Presley category, and that one just blows my mind. There's a lot of bad music out there that I don't like, but whatever, your thing. This is weird.
Everyone talks about, you know, the phenomenal songwriting ability. I'm not sure if writing 5,000 songs about how some guy, you're mad at some guy for breaking up with you. I don't quite put that in the Bob Dylan category,
no.
The Kris Kristofferson, you know, a lyrical category. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe it's just me, but I realize from a generational standpoint, I'm a little bit out of the, you know, the demo, if you will, for her. But yeah, I don't quite get that either. But You know what? If you're 14 years old and female, I understand why it's a big deal, and it's off the charts in that demographic.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hip, it seems like it's the hip thing to do these days, Mark, to add playoff teams. That's what we're doing. Everybody's adding playoff teams. The NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA did it a couple years ago. Well, now the NCAA tournament, I know we've talked about this before, but it seems like we're getting more steam, at least on the discussion, talking about adding, you know, making the tournament 90 teams. My thing is, Mark, let's focus on making the regular season more important and getting more eyeballs there, because you've got March Madness. That no, there's nothing to fix there. That thing's awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you forgot to mention the midseason championship for the NBA, which just
don't get me started. Yeah,
good Lord, yeah, just stick an ice pick in my ear if I have to hear about that. Jim, when I was at Syracuse years ago, 19 years ago, Jim Boeheim was real big on expanding the tournament. And his take was, there are good teams and good coaches that lose their job because they don't make the NCAA tournament. And so he thought expanding it, and I don't know what he wanted to go to. Maybe one more round, which would bring it out to, 128? Did I get that right? If you're 64, 96?
Something like that, Mark. You're doing great.
That wouldn't give you an extra round, so there's got to be a lot of buys involved in that.
Right.
Yeah. I think Jim was actually talking about adding an extra round, which would bring it out to about 128. But anyway, to me, listen, man, that's as good as anything in sports right there. There always has to be a cutoff. And there's no matter what sport you're involved with, there's always an argument for adding more and watering down. And in my view, don't do that. I've always thought the conference champions should all, from every Division I conference in the country, should make it, and then you fill in with at-large bids. I wasn't a big fan of the play-in. Well, excuse me. You can't call it the play-in game. The first round now, what they do in Ohio, which I think is just silly to call it the first round. But somebody was feeling bad because they called it the play-in, and then on Thursday when the actual tournament began, that used to be the first round. But you can't say that anymore because you hurt somebody's feelings, right?
Wow.
So now the first round in Columbus, Ohio, and then the second round is the first round, really, that everyone else is accustomed to. But I think you leave it at that. It's such a great tournament. The money is off the charts. The interest is off the charts. I don't know that it really adds much if you'd add, another round of, going at the 96 or 128 or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, it's the complete opposite of college football, because I love the idea of adding more teams to that. Four just seems, four teams. It's going to be a lot of the same folks every single year. So I love that, and they've taken forever to change that. Baseball took forever to change that, so I like what baseball did. Not sure. I love what the NFL did or the NBA, and so this NCAA thing is crazy.
Well, baseball doesn't ever want to change, and so that's always like turning a ship around when you get to get them to do something. Where with what was going on with college football was the bowl system was stopping it because the NCAA does not control the postseason. The NCAA that's totally different. The NCAA has nothing to say about the postseason of college football, which is why they were dragging and beating this thing, because the bowls, controlled everything. And so that's what the issue was there. But I'm with you. I like the idea of, they're going up to 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
12-team playoff. I like a 12-team playoff. I think that's a great number. I've got no issue with that whatsoever. It's short. It's sweet. I've always said, once you get outside the top 10, I've always thought I'll make it 15. The top 15, I think, are very good football teams. And then between 16 and about 50, you can throw in a hat and pull them out, depending on who's having a good day and playing, airless football. But those top, really, that top 10 to 12, I think, is always a cut above everybody else. You do the top 12. I don't want to expand beyond that. I don't think it makes any sense.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds, too. And I think that's another discussion for a different day, Mark, too, I always think it's fascinating how with football it is, you've got your regular season and then the bowl season and the playoffs. Those are completely different entities. It's part of what's so strange sometimes about college sports, specifically college football.
But it makes it unique, Brady, and that's the thing about this. What we're doing, we're homogenizing it, and we're moving more towards an NFL type of college football, which takes away the uniqueness and just makes it, NFL-lite. And I worry about the future of college football when we get to that point, because why do I want minor league when I can watch professional, right? And so that's why I've always been very hesitant about moving away from the uniqueness of college football and what makes it different than the NFL.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly changing every single day. It seems like there's something new to add to this. Mark, appreciate you as always, my friend, and we'll look to catch up with you hopefully next week.
I look forward to it. See you, buddy.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. That is a good discussion, Angel. You know, the fact that, like, the NCAA football, you got your regular season, you got your conference championship stuff, and then bowl season and the playoffs are its own thing. That's, like, we've talked about that. If we start to see conferences dissolve, does the playoff system just break away completely and the SEC goes along with them and you don't, you know, all these other stuff, you're just playing for conference championships and everything? 12:51 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Catch KFKA's own Jerry Schimmel back on the call for the Colorado Rockies on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.